Wow, that's some music there, Bri, to bring us back. We're getting in the mood for the weekend, putting a little smoke in your backyard. I'm Jop from Barbecue Bob. What's up, man?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, all right? If you haven't liked our page yet, it's Facebook.com/ The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. And go to our GIBBQ Facebook page. Give it a like. Promote it amongst your friends. If you want to help us raise money, get your friends to look at the Facebook page for GIBBQ or the GIBBQ website. And maybe you've got some friends that are very patriotic or love the troops and want to help out and have a little disposable income. And even if you can't help, maybe you can help us get other people that can help. And that would be awesome because we're thousands of dollars away from transport, and we do have to cover these costs. So
100% tax deductible.
Yep, it's a 501c3.
Right. So none of the proceeds that are collected here go to anything but delivering this stuff where it's got to go. So thanks for considering it, and we hope you can help us out.
So in these other segments, we didn't get to cover our Grillin' Guy's signature iced tea. So
do you mind if
I grab that real quick?
Get on it.
This is something we came up with about 5 years ago. And it's basically, I remember I was so hot on it, I wanted to bottle it. And then I noticed that Arnold Palmer was bottling something to add to vodka to make an Arnold Palmer, a loaded Palmer, whatever they call them. But it's basically, it's iced tea and lemonade and then pomegranate juice. And the degree of which you like. And then, of course, you pour that on a shot of vodka on the rocks. And it's a wonderful drink around the pool or around the lake in the summertime or on the back deck when it's hot. It's like a nice iced tea, but it's still an adult cocktail. So you're one of the big boys. You're not, you know, in the
Absolutely.
Sissy club or something. But it's a nice little something a little different you can surprise your friends with. We have a friend who comes up with these crazy martinis and cocktails, and it's great. You met her at one of our parties.
She's actually a physician.
Yeah, and she set up a bar, and she makes the craziest things. And it's when she tells you what's in them, you're like, yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't anymore. I'm always eager now because I love every one of them.
Right. So talking a little bit about stuff on the grill that's maybe a little bit different. And I've got one that I did this last weekend, and it sounds crazy, but it's good. We had watermelons up there, right? So we were cutting up watermelons, big slab of watermelons.
Where were you again? Northern Michigan?
I was up
Michigan?
By White, at the Boggs Cottage. Okay. Some of our friends, they had us up. And we were cutting up watermelon. And so we took a slice, regular slice of watermelon. You cut it in half and then take a slice, right? So it's an inch thick. I got the grill hot. I'm like, what the heck? So I put it on there. I get a 10 and 2. I get a little crosshatch on it, and I take it off, right? Because all I wanted was the color. I didn't want to cook the watermelon.
Right.
I wanted the color. And then we drizzled it with blue cheese dressing. I had some bacon left over from breakfast that we crumbled up and sprinkled on top of there, and then I cut some chives up. So I had blue cheese dressing and with crumbled bacon and chives on top of watermelon. I saw it in a magazine. Never tried it before. Fabulous. That little tart of the dressing with the sweetness of the, and I had grill marks.
Well, the
on
watermelon changes flavor when you grill it.
Right.
I have just grilled a slice just because I've seen it and thought, right. Well, that sounds stupid. I'll try it. It is cool. It changes it. But you're absolutely right. You only need to do one side.
Yep.
Because if you leave it on too long, you suck all the water out of it.
Right. But it was just a cool combination, something I'd never thought of before. Saw it, and it's like, watermelons.
I've seen it with blue cheese and then balsamic reduction on it.
Yeah.
And that looked pretty cool.
Yep. But it was tasty.
Nice.
Just a fun little dish.
Well, you're kind of known to like to grill your romaine salad. So I thought you might want to cover that in case we have new listeners that have not heard.
And I cover it twice a year, probably. We do this in all honesty because it's that good. But
he likes it.
You all know what a full head of romaine lettuce looks like. It's a little brick of lettuce, right? They're long and skinny. Typically, you peel back a couple of the outside leaves and you get like this little square piece of lettuce that's about a foot long, right? And I take our friends down at the Old World Olive Company, Do a lot of flavored balsamics and flavored olive oils, and this is a prime place for those. And I like to do it with their blood orange olive oil and tangerine balsamic. So I take the blood orange olive oil and rub it all over on all four sides of a piece of this romaine, right? So it's shiny, it's got oil on it. I get a hot grill. And
so
I,
you don't cut the wedge into quarters?
No, I cut the, I'm serving the whole thing and the a whole romaine piece for the salad, and I'll cut it when I serve it. Okay, so I'm going to grill the whole piece, and I got it all oiled up. I grill it on the three sides and maybe just a couple minutes on a hot grill on each side. Again, you want it to wilt a little bit, but you want to get some grill marks on it, right? So on that fourth side, when I get there, I've got some crumbled blue cheese again, and I've got either some walnuts or some pecans, whichever you prefer, crumbled up on there. And when I get it to that fourth side, I sprinkle that blue cheese and the crushed walnuts or pecans, whichever you choose, on there, and I close the lid and turn the fire off because the grill's still hot enough to put the marks on the fourth side. And I want to do is I want to melt that blue cheese in there, and just the nuts are for the crunchy part. When I minute or two that it's in there, I pull open the lid, I pull it off, and I drizzle it with the tangerine balsamic. So the only dressing on this is the blue cheese, the crushed nuts, and then this balsamic and oil mixture. And it is fabulous. It's if you can serve it right off the grill onto the plate, it's still a little hot.
So everybody gets a full head?
Yeah, you can. Or if it's, you know, you've got lighter eaters.
So do you cut the end off right before you serve it?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'll grab the core.
Because you want to leave the core on there while you're grilling.
To hold it together, right. But mm-hmm. but once I'm ready to serve it, I'd probably cut it in half, cut the core off, grab it with a pair of tongs, and set it on a salad plate, and boom, you're eating this.
Now, the way I have
salad.
Done that only once, and the way I did it, was I cut the romaine into half,
right.
And then I cut those into half, and I put the, let's say, the outside leaves on the grill.
Right.
And then I drizzled the top, and I think I just put my wife's kind of like candied walnuts and some blue cheese and just 18-year balsamic on it. And I don't even know if I put any oil. I must have put some oil on it.
You didn't flip it then. You were just grilling one side.
No, I grilled one side, yeah. And I did the same thing. I shut the lid for just a minute or two to warm it up enough that there wasn't a huge disparity in temperature within that head.
Right.
And then ate it that way, and it was really good. I guess there's probably a lot of different combinations you can do it with, but I like the way you're doing it because you're giving somebody a whole head.
Right. And it's a cool presentation, and it's one of the last things anybody ever expects you to pull off a grill is a head of lettuce.
So I guess if you get those six packs of the smaller packs of romaine, those would be nice and small. That'd be a nice size to actually use for an individual serving. Because the ones I get are really big. You wouldn't want to give somebody.
Yeah, but you're right. They come in any supermarket's got them, right? Like you said, there's
the
six
packs.
Six little
those
stalks
would work
of it
really
in there.
Well
yeah,
for
they
a
do.
Personal
they
one.
Do. Yeah. And super simple to do. Because you just rub the oil on it before you cook it. And the
you
rest
know,
of it is just
I wanted to
there.
Do our grilled potato salad, but I'll tell you, it's already on the website because we did it a couple years ago. Anyway, it's like six large potatoes, half pound of really good bacon, some hard-boiled eggs, some chopped sweet onion, some parsley, a half cup of old-world olive oil, EVOO. It's the favorite type you like if you use garlic or butter, or plain or whatever. They have so many flavors. I don't know what's my favorite anymore. But then I'll take a half cup of the balsamic and just a plain one, some sea salt, some crushed black pepper, a little bit of maple syrup, and some nice mustard. And that will make a fantastic grilled potato salad. So you boil the potatoes, you slice them into whatever chunks work for the size of the potato, and then you brush them with oil, and you throw them on the grill and get some grill marks on them, and you heat them up, and it makes for a really cool potato salad. It's just different. It's something safe you can have in the summer with no mayo.
Coming up next, hang on, we're going to grill your tenderloin. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Somebody with a cast of truck sitting right outside. It's ready to roll if you're ready to ride. Some roof over with the moon.